Asna. There is duality in every living aspect of this infinite universe, and that includes its creator. There is a Father God, omnipotent, perfect, all-loving, and all-knowing. And there is a Mother God. Her name is Asna. She is the counterpart of the Father, worshipped as his equal and his complement for more than 20,000 years. The Father God is the intellect of creation, the constant, unchanging, unmoved mover. Asna, the Mother God, is the emotion. She can move, nurture, intervene, and interfere. Earth is the most emotionally driven of the inhabited planets, so the relationship between Asna and Earth is especially close, as she takes form from time to time to create miracles. Witnesses at Lourdes, Fatima, and Guadalupe called her the Blessed Mother when she appeared to them. By whatever name she's called, the Mother God is the harmonizer, the active helper, the keeper of life. Her dominion is all living things on Earth, from which the cherished image of Mother Nature was inspired. She's been called the Lady of Lotus by Buddhists, as well as Ashara, Theodora, Sophie, and Isis in faiths and cultures throughout the world for centuries upon centuries. Without the all-knowing, all-perfect intellect of the Father God, we would be pure emotion. Without Asna, we would be pure intellect. Without the instinctive empathy that tells even the most unconditional, eternal love when a hand needs to be held or a comforting hug offered. Asna has been worshipped by many names and in many cultures, since at least as far back as the ancient Greeks, who called her Gea, the mother goddess who brought forth the sky, the mountains, and the sea. In approximately 415 BC, Plato wrote of her, calling her Ge. The Romans revered her by the name of Terra Mater, the mother of earth. And then along came Christianity and Western religion in general, which, for all its magnificence, seemed determined from the beginning to become a patriarchy, starting with Eve, the first woman, but of course created second, from Adam's rib as if she were simply an extension of him. Eve's primary legacy seems to be the introduction of sin into the paradise of the Garden of Eden. In a patriarchal religion, there was no use for a mother god, even as a complement to the father, a natural part of the Godhead in a creation that everywhere else you look is a duality, created, as the Bible reminds us, in his image. I can't resist adding an observation by Joseph Campbell, the most extraordinary teacher mythologist of the 20th century. There's a Babylonian myth in which the goddess Tiamat is killed by the god Marduk. Marduk then blows Tiamat's body to smithereens, and voila, the universe is created. Joseph Campbell's review of this particular myth, which sums up millennia of religious and mythological attitudes toward Asna, by her many names and titles, reads, "There was no need to cut her up and make the universe out of her, because she was already the universe. But the male-oriented myth takes over, and he becomes apparently the creator." So she is not a fad, a New Age or feminist invention, or an alternative to the Father God. She is simply what she always has been and always will be. His motion, his emotion, the perfection that complements his perfection. Whether you believe in her or not, include her in your prayers from time to time. Thank her for her part in your creation if you choose, and ask for some small gesture from her, just out of curiosity. An unexpected flower, a call from an old friend you haven't heard from in a very long time, something that will definitely catch your attention. But be specific. Your belief in her is not a condition of her generosity. Like her counterpart, the other half of the Godhead, who is the Father God, Asna adores you, and your spirit's greatest happiness is her joy.